It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yemen, the country south of Saudi Arabia, is in economic crisis. A disasters emergency committee has launched an emergency appeal as millions starve, reports Christian Today. The war in Yemen has taken its toll after 20 months, and now more than 18 million people are suffering. Nearly three-quarters of the population is in urgent need of humanitarian assistance, and more than 7 million do not know where their next meal will come from. A U.S.-led coalition drone strike in Raqqa, Syria, killed three Islamic State fighters, two of whom helped facilitate the November 2015 terror attacks in Paris, the Pentagon announced yesterday. Psalm 94, 21-23 says, "The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them." Christians have been rather pleased with President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks until now. Rex Tillerson, the man whom Trump has tapped for Secretary of State, not only led the charge to open the Boy Scouts to homosexual troop leaders, but his company, ExxonMobil, gives directly to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America. Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, said that he's, quote, "tired of the State Department being used as a weapon in the global war on values. The last thing Americans need is a leader who would continue to advocate the leftist social policy of the Obama years," unquote. You can let Trump know how you feel at donaldjtrump.com/contact. Ohio Governor John Kasich has vetoed the heartbeat bill, which would have protected the child in the womb after a heartbeat is